For the last few days, I have been helping my parents move into their home in Arlington. And so it's what a mixed emotion, I guess, because a lot of stuff need to be done. And my parents are picky sometimes, you know. But during the move, my parents wanted the flooring to be done with laminates instead of carpet. So they found a couple of people on the internet that would be able to do it. So the guys show up to install the laminates. And I was in my cleric trying to move things in. And after all this time, he finally came to me and said, "Are you a priest in the Catholic Church?" I said, "Yes, I am." And I guess he mustered all his courage. He said, "I used to be a Catholic too." And I asked him, "What's your reason? Why aren't you Catholic anymore?" He said, let me try to translate it, because the conversation was in Spanish. He said, "This and that. This and that." So without revealing too much of what we said during our conversation, I ultimately end the talk with this. Because he told me, "Father, I try to be a good person. Isn't that enough?" I said, "That's good. But Jesus wants your everything. Jesus wants your everything. He loves you and he wants your everything." You see, sometimes we think that belief in God is something that we profess when we go to Sunday or once or twice a year or whenever it's convenient or as long as we are good people. But we remember that faith is equal to love. And if it's true love, then Jesus wants our everything. We cannot be lukewarm. We cannot be half-hearted. We cannot say, "I only believe with these conditions, with these purpose, with these times." We have to give him our everything. And that is hard. And it's become harder when trials and sufferings come to us. Just like Martha and Mary today, when their own brother Lazarus had died, that would be the ultimate test, don't you think? Many people had left the church because they felt like God had cheated them out of something, or the church had cheated them out of something, especially when they think that God had taken away their loved ones. And today, what did Martha have said? Again, this to show you and I how strong is Martha in her faith. Sometimes we think that, oh, Mary is better than Martha because she got praised by the Lord. But what did Mary do at home today? Mary sat at home. And Martha ran to Jesus Christ to meet him and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." She put her trust, she puts her faith, and she believed in God. Even when God takes away the most precious things from us, will we continue to have that trust, that faith, like Martha yet or not? Or are we going to sit at home, or are we going to abandon him? That's when faith becomes real. That's when lust becomes real, when it is being tested. And it's hard. No one wants to believe it. No one wants to think of it. No one wants to even imagine a faith that becomes an inconvenience or a trial or a suffering or something that they cannot control. But that's what it means to love. We cannot control God. We can only love him. We can only give him our everything. So my brother and sister, do we give God our everything, or do we only give him something or a couple of things? God wants our everything. Because God loves us. And everything that we have, think about it. Everything that we have comes from God. Sometimes we think, oh no, but I have worked for everything that I had. Who gave you and I the tenacity to work? The health to work? The goodwill to work? The blessing, the opportunities and providence that all come together? Who gave that? God. God gave us our everything. And so we are asked to give Him back everything that He had given us without reservation, without condition, without any but, because, or etc. And my brothers and sisters, that is why in the Gospel of St. John, St. John never said that Jesus did miracle. You will never find the word miracle in the Gospel of St. John. What will you and I find? The word signs. Whenever Jesus done something out of his goodness that is supernatural and extraordinary, they were all signs of who He is. And every signs that He had done in the Gospel of St. John always come with this word, I am. Or in Greek, it's ego eimi. I am. It's the revelation of who He is by His words and by His action. And what is that I am reminding you of in the Old Testament? The same word that the Lord God revealed Himself. Yahweh. I am. So today, what did Jesus reveal Himself to be? I am the resurrection and the life. He didn't say, I am like the resurrection and the life. He said, ego eimi, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. And he asked this question for you and I who are in the crowd, witnessing the signs that he had done for Lazarus. Do you believe this? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life, yet or not? Do we put our trust in someone else? Our trust has to be in Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life. And Jesus cannot lie to us, because He cannot lie to Himself. He is true God and true man, and He loves us with a passionate love. We have heard that He wept for Lazarus. He had passion for his friend. He had passion for the ones that he hold dear. He had passion for us too. He loved us with a passionate love, not with a lukewarm love. He wants our everything because He has given us everything. So my brothers and sisters, what are some of the things that we are still holding back from God? How have our Lenten journey going? I know it's been going hard for me. Many of you know that I've been giving up meat, and oh God, it's hard. Because out here, it's hard to find a place without meat. But it's hard. But it's worthwhile. Because we had to give up to God, or offer to God, or take on something that is really personal, intimate, and meaningful for us. Or else our actions become meaningless. Or else Lent become meaningless. Or else our spiritual life become meaningless. So how are we, you and I, putting meanings, putting faith, putting belief, putting trust in the Lord Jesus Christ with what hurts us the most, what challenges us the most, what makes us uncomfortable the most? This is what Lent is for. This is what faith is for. As my spiritual director once said, true faith isn't for sissies. It's for real men and women who want to die. True faith isn't for sissies. It's for real men and women who want to die. Die for whom? Die for God. Why? Because we love Him. Why? Because He loves us. Why? Because He wants our everything. Why? Because He has given us our everything. Faith is much more than a theory to be proven or a thing for us to feel good. We don't come to church to be inspired. We come to church, we live our faith, we believe and respond to the love that has given us first by Jesus Christ Himself. Faith is hard because faith is challenging. Because faith requires that we die to ourselves. And it is easy? No. It is worthwhile. And that is why the Lord Jesus is inviting you and I again, just like He had invited Martha and all the crowd. He is asking you and I the same question by professing who He is to us. He is telling us personally that I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. So he asks you, and I ask you, do you believe this? May our answer be fiat. So let it be done according to your will. Or that's why when we receive the Eucharist, when the priest or the communion minister said, the body of Christ, how do we respond? Huh? Amen. I believe, so may it be. That's what amen means. I believe, so may it be the body of Christ for me. For He is my resurrection and my life, the one whom I believe, because when I believe in Him, I shall not die, for I already live in Him. May this become the foundation of our hope and strengthen the rest of our Lenten journey. We have 2 weeks left. Don't give up. Fight the good fight. Fight the temptation and let us end our Lenten journey well. So that when we die to ourselves, we recognize that Jesus Christ is living in us and we have given Him our everything.